It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
All right, my big regret came up over the weekend when I saw that Don Nelson had passed away, and we're going to do the big segment on him on the show at
7:55.
And I realized, you know, he once invited us to come out and visit him in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. I know.
That would have been the greatest Muser field trip of all time.
I know.
I tried to. I'll tell the story at 7:55 when I was out there. And he left that to all of us. He said, if you're ever out there, please call me. And I did.
Uh-oh. Hollow invitation?
No, it was not. I'll tell you about it at 7:55.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm going to have to write that down. 7:55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone and seen him. I've never been to Hawaii.
Man.
I know
it's awesome.
You should go once. It's
I know. It's just, I want to see more places in this country first.
Well, this is in this country, Hawaii. I've been one time, and it was way better than I was imagining. I thought tourist trap, generic, everybody goes to Hawaii for a beach experience. It was so great.
Does it not feel like it feels unlike the U.S., the scenery? Or is it like, okay, we got other things like this.
There's a touch of California in it, you know, but it's just, it really
so it doesn't
is
feel like Asian or anything like that, like the exotic
not really
locales.
I wouldn't say so.
No, but it's, and I haven't been to all of the different islands, but I've been to Maui where Nellie lived, and man, I could see why you would want to retire there if you have the means.
Now, I went to Kauai, and on the north side of that island, it is pretty exotic looking. I think that's where they filmed some of Jurassic Park. So you have those mountains, jungles. It looks kind of Asia-ish.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And
like
Lost, too.
I know. I watched Lost.
I thought of that.
I want to see the filming locations of Lost.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But that makes me want to go back to Hawaii to see where it was filmed.
Oh, Muser field trip?
Sure.
This weekend?
Okay. Well,
oh, we got fight night.
More time.
Yeah. We got to gear up for fight night and then decompress afterwards. All right, so weekend after next.
Okay.
Go to Hawaii. So, yeah, so Nellie retired out there and started growing pot. It's so weird. It's so weird.
And smoked it.
Yes, smoked a lot of that, and he had those poker games that he would have with Woody Harrelson and Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm. Owen Wilson.
I think Matthew McConaughey was in on some of those. Your usual suspects when it comes to pot poker parties.
Willie may have been in on a couple of those, Willie Nelson.
As I just said.
Oh, I thought, did you say Willie?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I gotta quit
and then,
this job. I really do.
And, but yeah, can you imagine the talk around that poker table?
Oh my gosh.
With all of those.
Can you imagine being a fly on the wall and listening to some of those stories and jokes and one-liners?
And the thing is, though, none of them really have identifiable voices, so it wouldn't sound like a Muppet show going on there.
It would. And I bet of all those guys, I don't know if he had the best stories, but I bet Nellie was the funniest. I bet he cracked all of them up.
I bet you all of them were funny.
Yeah.
You think you ever told McConaughey to shut up?
Probably.
Going on about sandwiches and everything. Gotta get that mustard right there on that side.
Just
only
bit.
One side.
All right, the strangest Don Nelson moment that I remember was he was sitting in studio with us. And I believe it was, it could it have been in this room?
Mm-mm. No,
it was the last place.
It was over Rivershawn.
And I swear he just turned to us during commercial and said, found out I have another daughter this morning.
Was that in studio when he told us that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I remember that.
Like, what? It may have been like last night. He found out recently, within the past couple days. And it's not a lot of casual talk that you hear like that very often, especially for someone famous with such an intimate detail.
Hey, so, you remember in the last segment I compared him to Barry Switzer? Same thing. Switzer found out he had a daughter.
He found out he had a
very
kid
late,
from a...
Late in life, yeah.
From a relationship he didn't quite remember.
And they connected and bonded, and I think Nellie connected with his daughter and bonded.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was going to meet her, and that, I don't know what became of that. I didn't read the aftermath.
Yeah, they had a fine relationship after that, yeah.
So how many other kids did he have? He had Donnie Jr.
I think he had seven total.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids. I can't imagine having that many kids.
I know.
Seven? Were all of them named Donnie Jr.?
Yep.
Was it a George Foreman thing?
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, when he said that to us, I remember that shocking me, and I didn't really, it felt like hearing your parent cuss for the first time. It just felt like something I wasn't supposed to hear. Even though I don't think I ever heard my parents cuss.
I heard each of my parents cuss one time.
Really?
Yeah, my mom never, dad all the time.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
My dad cussed one time, dropped the S-bomb when we were driving to an OU football game, and he missed the exit. And he goes, oh, S. And I just froze. Like, oh, my God, he must be really mad.
Didn't you say he, like, punched out the windshield,
no,
too?
No, he didn't go that far.
And there was a kind of blood trickling from his nose, and he was looking maniacal.
And then my mom cussed once, and I want to say that may have been the F-bomb. But I can't remember, but she was a former nun and the sweetest woman ever, and she got real mad, and we were at the dinner table or something, and she cussed very uncomfortably, and then everything got silent for about 3 seconds, and then we all died laughing, including her.
The F word, though, that's a pretty strong one.
I have to ask my sister, I think that's what she did, though.
Like, in what kind of way did she use the F word? Not in reference to the act, right?
No,
but just an intensifier?
Like, I'm tired of this blanking stuff or something like that. I can't exactly remember. Maybe it was the S word.
I think
it was the F-bomb.
Shot, that's what that was.
But each of them just one time. And that was it.
You think Nelly cussed?
Oh my God. It was always funny when he did.
He was part of our big Norm roast.
Yep.
And a video up there.
And tell that story at 7:55.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the funniest lines I've ever heard.
So vulgar. Anyway, God rest Nelly. Sorry we didn't go see him. I don't know if the invitation still stands from his estate.
No, well, because he had moved back here.
Oh, he had?
I think he still has his place out, or had his place out there. But, yeah, he moved back here.
Yeah, I wonder, how many acres did he have out there? Did you ever? I've read that he had rental properties, so he had multiple properties out there.
Yes.
And part of me thinks that it's kind of hard, or there's some kind of a little bit of difficulty in buying property in Hawaii.
Yeah, there's not a lot of
through. You have to go through a different, like, you have to have a Native Hawaiian sponsor you, or
oh, something really? Like that. Yeah.
It's just, I'm on to something there. I can confirm I'm on to something, maybe, on there. Yeah, because it's, you know, there's the indigenous population, and it's still also a kingdom? Is that in any way? Does it sound familiar?
You're on to something.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there still is a Hawaiian royalty person?
Great story.
Does it have anything to do with Hawaiian punch?
That's how
kind of fruits in Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, that's where they made their nut right there.
It's highly unlikely.
Was inventing that.
And according to AI, Hawaii is not a functioning kingdom today. That ended.
That's rude to say it about that kingdom.
That ended with U.S. annexation in 1898.
Boom.
Wow. We ended the whole kingdom.
And then statehood officially in 1959.
And then they...
this ought to be good.
But didn't they invent Pearl Harbor there?
Well, that was a military base, yes.
Or we discovered Pearl Harbor there.
I guess at one point, yes, we discovered Pearl Harbor.
We didn't build it, we just discovered it.
I think every American should see that. That is really powerful in Honolulu.
Really?
Yeah.
And that they actually did. They still have a base there? Like, it's still part of a base? Or is it decommissioned and
I think
just
it's still
merely
a
monument?
I think it's still a naval base, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. You know, some say that FDR knew it was going to happen.
He did not know it was going to happen.
No, but
yeah, we fear a Japanese attack. No.
Yeah, we need more conspiracy.
No, we don't.
They say that FDR, they say that Fauci told FDR that the Japanese were coming, and they both decided together while giggling to not do anything about it until afterwards because they wanted to get into the war so they could make money for Dick Cheney. That's what I heard. Anyway,
okay.
I mean, do with it what you will.
Right.
And then this story that is related to Texas because it's an Austin-based company. Tell me what you think about this idea. Mithril Defense. They operate Campus Guardian Angel drone services.
Huh.
The what now?
Okay.
Campus Guardian Angel drone services. So these drones, which have been used in Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. So
watch over schools.
Yes, they are deployed. If there is an active shooter, these drones are armed with sirens, pepper gel, and other distraction devices to try to prevent the shooter from harming anyone while, you know, keeping the shooter occupied until cops can get there.
Okay.
I like it. I'd be a little iffy if the drone had a gun and started firing away at the shooter because it might hit kids.
Yeah, the lethal force, I don't...
But the pepper spray and the sirens, sure.
You don't think that the guns are far away?
Probably not.
Lasers?
I do worry about the slippery slope of it. It's like it does the pepper spray and lasers, and then you want to put guns on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what if it's what about not school shooter, but an active disruptor who's beating up people? Don't you deploy it also to do the pepper spray on those people?
You mean like a bully?
Yeah. Somebody's bullying. You got to get the drones out to handle that situation.
Well, like with anything, you got to draw the line somewhere.
Right.
So,
and you got to trust that line will always be respected. And
right.
No school district will want to go beyond that and
right.
start opening up to other applications.
You just have to... But you do have to draw that line somewhere.
Yeah.
And then hope for the best. But I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea.
But yeah, using it also as a threat and a deterrent to the bully type situation where the teacher is like, you know, you stop doing that right now. So that other kid stopped bullying and everything. And then she calls in the drone and the drone just, it's going to watch you for the rest of the day now. And so the drone just kind of zips around your head the rest of the day, monitoring your action. And then eventually every kid gets their own comportment drone that ensures that you act like a responsible citizen the rest of the day.
That would work better than Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah, same principle. Except this one actually is watching you. Gosh, I always think Elf on a Shelf is... Such kid
creepy.
Manipulation.
Creepy.
Right there.
So the kid manipulation on that is that, what's the story? Is that the elf is always watching you?
And reporting to Santa.
And reporting directly to Santa. They all have.
Yeah. And he moves parents. I guess he moves himself.
He moves himself, yes.
Every night. So he'll be in the kitchen one day, and then you wake up the next day, he's waiting for you on the living room couch.
Mm-hmm.
That's not creepy.
Watching you as you sleep. Hovering, it's lowering itself, Mission Impossible style, to right above you, 2 inches above your face, so when you wake up, it's looking at you, smiling. Why is that not creepy? Why is that so creepy to you when you've done that thing where you've called Santa and talked to him about your boys, haven't you?
Well, that was real. I called the North Pole.
It's July, and Giorgio's faking a phone call to Santa.
I did do it in July of, hey, we got some issues down here. I never did that.
I'm not so sure about this haul of toys you're about to bring in here because we got some behavioral problems.
No, bitch. Okay.
That's audio of George's kids back then. I think we have another clip of them talking as well.
Shut the f*** up!
And didn't we find out that was a first grader talking like that?
I think so.
A first grader?
Boy. It's going to be fun.
His balls have already dropped enough to yell, shut the blank up.
Anyway. And the only correction is, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, whoa, whoa.
Oh.
Number one. All right, the end.